Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
How can Erie County enforce orange zone rules against businesses?
Well, understand that these are health law-based, and they basically would take the position that you're violating the health law, which has penalties, including penal penalties. So that would be one thing. The other thing is, if you are a licensed establishment, any sort of license, whether it be hair salon or a state liquor authority or what have you, they could take action against your license. So that's two ways that they could enforce it.
Now, Paul, many of these businesses are already closed. So how tough could it be for the county to enforce rules when they're already closed?
Well, if they are closed, there wouldn't be any reason for them to enforce anything if they're closed. I mean, they have to be open and defying the rule in order for there to be some sort of enforcement.
Now, is there a possible – many of the businesses closed, will the county be looking for a restaurant where they're maybe trying to circumvent the rules like we saw last time around?
Yeah, I think that they've already indicated in the past that they're always looking for that. They troll social media and things like that, looking for people talking about activities that they've attended and to see whether or not rules have been broken. Yeah, of course they're going to do that. The issue is whether or not additional challenges are going to be made to these various restrictions, because, frankly, they're putting people out of business. And, you know, when you do that, the courts should take notice and should scrutinize that kind of activity.
The orange zone restrictions here, that's got to be tough, especially for, you know, let's say shopping malls, how they're able to be open and restaurants can't be open for inside dining.
Yeah, no, this is a disaster, if you will, that we're in a situation where they're closing all these businesses or restricting them such that they might as well be closed. And it doesn't help that, you know, the governor comes out with a rule and then, you know, the county executive comes out, talks about the rule, and, you know, makes it worse, frankly. And people are even afraid to patronize places that are legally open now. And, you know, there needs to be some control over the publicity because we're just going to have a ton of businesses that don't exist anymore. And you know, that's just intolerable.
And you mentioned earlier the possibility of license revocations and fines. Could there be arrests as well if Orange Zone businesses are found to be in violation?
Yeah, there are definitely penal provisions in the health law, and there could be arrests as a result of that. Yes, the answer is yes.
Any word on how severe the penal law penalties might be?
Well, usually they're in the misdemeanor category, sometimes unclassified misdemeanors and sometimes A or B misdemeanors. So, you know, that they have standard punishments not to exceed a year incarceration and a $1,000 fine. Those are the maximums for the most part.
We go from Erie County from orange to red. That the governor said earlier today that we're on track to go red. How how much more of a challenge will it be for people to do business, but also the enforcing of making sure the businesses that have to be shut down are shut down.
Well, you know, they only have so many people can do so many things, but I think we're at, you know, it appears that we're getting to a point of rebellion. I mean, there are so many desperate people now who own businesses and aren't able to pay their bills or pay their staff and so on, that, you know, there has to be some kind of middle ground that allows people to continue to do business. I mean, they are allowing people to go to supermarkets where there are literally thousands of people going in and out of these places on a daily basis. But on the other hand, even with health restrictions, not letting people patronize restaurants on the inside anyway, in dining rooms. And there's just something that, you know, defies logic about that. And, you know, it's, there's going to be many more lawsuits. There's no doubt about it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!